children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And you know, listeners, every once in a while, I get on a tear about something. This is not going to be one of those nights. Instead, it's going to be kind of a fun night. I'm in kind of a strange mood. And I just decided I wanted to play tonight. So I hope that you are all up to play. And before we get into all that and my explanations of why, let me first mention that our wonderful sponsor is Hydramay Skin Nutrition. I love these guys. I love the product that they create. It's all organic, all natural. And as you might know, I am into all organic and all natural as much as possible. You know, our bodies and our minds have enough insult. So please do try their products if you haven't yet. And I'm going to mention that at the end of the show, too, for a number of reasons. First of all, I love them. And they do support us, and I so appreciate that. And also because I want to remind you, because people get busy. You know, we all get so busy, and we think, oh, you know, I'd like to try that sometime. Well, just go to their website, okay? Hydramay.com, Hydramay.com. The products are very reasonable, so please do visit them and patronize them. Okay, now the reason for tonight. You know, as you have probably noticed, if you've been listening the last couple of weeks, I've gone through a lot of strange weirdness in my own life. So has everybody else, at least everybody that I've talked to. And I talk to a lot of people who are really shocked and don't know how to deal with what's going on. And by what's going on, I don't mean, you know, the things that are on the news. I mean instead what's going on in your own life. So what I'd like to do tonight, and you're welcome to call in, is I would like to just discuss that a little bit and to explain to you what you may have been feeling, because I'm seeing two things happening to people. The first thing, and the most devastating to me, is that people are kind of falling off the edge and feeling like things are hopeless and that nothing's ever going to change for the better and they are stupid idiots and they're failures. And yada yada, you mention it, any negative thing. They're taking that to themselves and thinking that it's them. There's a reason for that. First of all, they haven't cleared the blockages out. And secondly, the energy is forcing that to come out. And by the energy, I mean the energy that's hitting us not only from the sun, our sun, but also from the central sun. So if you're into the whole Mayan thing, you know, you're probably quite aware that we are being hit from pulses from the galactic sun at the center, which is not the same as our physical sun. That is known to cause an ascension process, an awakening, if you will, of the human consciousness and a remembrance of who we are and why we came here. And it goes far beyond these physical bodies. So, what happens when this happens? Anybody who's a healer can tell you that we can feel these things coming. And it's not that we feel it as a dread. It's more like an excitement. We feel it coming from a long, long ways off. The reason that we get excited is because we know it's a ramping up of our energies, a ramping up of the consciousness and of the connection to the great divine oneness, whatever you want to call it, God, Krishna, oneness, Christ, you know, it doesn't care what you call it. It only cares that you call it. And it loves us because we are it. And I don't mean, you know, like some of these people think, oh, those New Agers, they all think they're God. If you think that, please stop, okay? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that having been near death so many times and been on the other side, I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are all connected. We are all one. We cannot ever be anything but that. However, that oneness can split into a gazillion little pieces and can take on a life of its own, but it's still always attached. It's still always a part of the one. And if you look at the Christian viewpoint about how everything that is created of God's substance and created by God itself, then how could it be anything but that? So just think of it kind of in that way. And if it's hard for you to wrap your head around that, that's okay. That's fine. Don't worry about it. The main thing is to understand that we are going through moments of extreme spiritual cleansing and extreme spiritual excitement. And this is fabulous. Now, it seems a little bit hard. It can be very physically difficult, especially if you have a lot of blockages. So most of what a healer does is the healer will clear the blockages by pulling in that divine energy and by asking for help with that. You know, let's, you know, pull out the negative, bring in the positive, you know, dissolve the black, bring in the golden light, the white light, whatever. There's a lot of different ways of doing it, but they're really all the same thing. So what we're trying to do individually is we are trying to create this healing. We are trying to be in alignment with it within ourselves, because there's like a time clock inside of us that's ticking away, and we know we don't have much time left, and this is what brings on the feelings of impending doom and, oh, what's going to happen in 2012 and all this kind of stuff. Now, what is going to happen? I don't know. I've told you before, I've seen many visions, many possibilities. So I have a lot of the shaman that I hang out with the physicists, with the ones that are in touch with the ETs. Everybody's got different visions. One thing I can tell you is the people that I know who are in the new say, we don't know. Now, why is that? Think about that for a minute. If you realize that we are the product of our thoughts and that we create reality with the way we move through the world and with the way that we think and the things that we say, then it starts to make sense why nobody knows. It's not decided yet. There are certain things that have been put in motion that if they continue unabated, they will result in XYZ, whatever. But we still have time to change. And one of the things that I did when I went around with the quantum vortex experience was to try to get people to understand everything is in flux, nothing is written in stone. We can become so much more. We can catapult ourselves into an area of consciousness that is not expected. And that's actually what's been going on. Some people think that we are too late. Some people think that we're not going to get there. Some people think that we're already there. Are we? I don't know. I'm asking you. So let's play a little bit. Let's play with our minds. You know, I joke all the time about meditation and telling your mind what to do. You know, the monkey mind, the one that is the committee that has a lot to say about who you are and what you think you can do. That's actually your ego. But if you're having a committee discussion every time you think a thought, you need to clear that out, okay? There should only be one thought there. The thought that comes from your highest self, because we don't actually think it. So what's happening is the thought occurs somewhere else and then appears inside of our brain, which is a really interesting concept, but that's what the scientists have found. They don't know where it's coming from, but it is coming from someplace else that is not inside of us. And then we react to it and we bring it into speech or we bring it into writing. You know, whatever. So just think about that for a minute. This is going to be one of those things where you're going to need to wrap your brain around a whole lot of different concepts tonight. But don't freak out about it, okay? Just play with it. So now, if we are the ones who are causing everything upon the earth, and we are, it's not some dark force out there, it's us. You know, as they said in the old cartoons, you know, with Pogo, we have seen the enemy, and he is us. I think Don Henley sings about that, too. And one of the things that we can do, we are not helpless, okay? We are so powerful within ourselves So one of the most important things we can do is to know that self and to love that self fully. And that's oftentimes a lifetime of work to get to that point where you can have catastrophic things happen that throw you on the other side and then they throw you back. And you go, hey, wait a minute. Something was a little strange there. Wait a minute. They told me what was going on. How can that be? But really, what it is it's all about waking up. Just awake. And you can do that yourself. You don't need a guru. You don't need a particular meditative stance. You don't need a ritual. All you need is the clear desire within yourself to know yourself fully. And it'll take you down all kinds of strange paths, but they'll be the paths that you need to be on. Some of them hurt. Some of them are joyous. But human beings usually learn by difficult circumstances. We're forced into it. Because otherwise we're lazy. And we all think, oh, we want to have a wonderful life. But you know what? Life isn't good enough if you're not constantly challenged. And there are plenty of people that say, oh, well, you know, you're wrong. I can lay back in that hammock and I can enjoy life. Not too many people can really do that. Because most of us have a moral compass. Most of us have something inside of us that's ticking away and saying, bring, get up, go do this. And, you know, your spiritual guidance team will download you with things to do. Believe me, they will keep you busy. I know this one really well. They've always got me running around doing some other project. But those projects are a challenge, and they cause us to grow. And as we go through these things, we become more and more humanitarian. We become more able to help others, and indeed it becomes our driving force, which is hard for some people to realize right now. I know that, but that's okay. Just hang in there. Just hear it, because at some point you will be it. So what are we to do? Let's go back to the energy. You might have heard that right now we're in kind of a strange phase with our sun. And they're saying conversely that the sun is very silent, and also that when the sun has solar flares, they're pretty bad, and they're getting worse. So you can go everywhere from the physicists and the doomsdayers who say that the entire Earth is going to be cooked, a couple, you know, major X-class solar flares, and we're done, all life on Earth is toasted. And that could be. Certainly could be. It has happened before. But the Earth was not so populated. There are others that are saying, well, you know, the polar ice caps are melting and, you know, it's going to be flooded 20 miles high, you know, and 100 miles inland. Okay, that could happen too. There are others that are saying that the volcanoes are all going to erupt in the ring of fire and everything's going to burn. Okay, that could happen too. There are others that are saying that, you know, the good guys are going to be rescued by the spaceships and then the bad guys are going to be burnt up. The bad guys are saying, oh, no, 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 us bad guys are going to be rescued, and you guys will either be slaves or you'll be burnt up. So take your pick, you know. There are other people that are saying, that damn thing is going to happen. And there are other people that are saying, it's a change in consciousness. And this comes along every so many, you know, 26,500 years for the populace. I mean, people make these transitions all the time on their own. But for the majority of the populace, it comes around about every 26,500 years. So my question to you is, where do you want to be in this? Are you ready to take your place? Are you ready to do the work that you came to do? Because now's the time. You're making the choice of which side you're going to be on with every moment of every day. And as I've said, that the knowledge book has said, human beings are testing human beings. We're no longer using circumstances to test your morality. We are allowing human beings to test each other. So in every interchange that you have with another person, you are being tested. And the way that you're being tested is that your heart and your true mind are being read by the beings on the other side of the veil. And there are multitudes of beings standing out there holding their breath because they don't know which way it's going to go. The bad guys want it to go into further destruction and evil. The good guys want it to go into ethereal, you know, transmutation into the next dimension. And there's a whole bunch of people that just don't want to be bothered with any of this stuff. So basically, for those of us that are aware that something's going on, I think the best thing that we can do is retreat to the safety of our highest self. And if you don't know that one, then it's time to get to know that one. That's the voice of righteousness within you that always will side with the heart, that always will take the path of love and joy and real justice and will allow. That's not the one that wants to control other people. That's not the one that wants to judge other people or to use them as examples of bad behavior. That's the one that loves unconditionally, always. Now, you are termed to be more aware when you get to that point where you will do what's right no matter what. No matter what the rest of the world thinks of you, no matter how difficult your life gets. And you might wonder, how can someone do that? Someone can do that when they know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, how important it is. Not just for them, but for every person that they're dealing with. Someone can do that because they know that their real life isn't here. This is the Matrix. This is a video game. That's how that kind of stuff happens. As far as what your true work is, the best way you can find that out is to sit down and evaluate through your life. What is it that has always driven you and enchanted you? What are the things that you love to do that are altruistic or humanity-oriented, life-oriented? It's not just things that you love to play. It's the things that you really, really resonate to. Let me give you an example. You might guess that because I'm a radio show host, author, and I go around and do all these lectures and things, you might guess that my favorite thing is talking. Yeah! Sometimes it is. Other times, I want people to just leave me the heck alone because I need some silence. But what I remembered as I looked back upon my life and I thought about what is the most important thing for me, what skills, what abilities do I have? Certain things came to the forefront. One is I have a very easy time talking to pretty much anybody. And I don't tend to take offense at what they say or their judgments of me, mainly because I don't care. Now, why don't I care? I don't care because I know who I am. And whatever somebody else thinks of me that's incorrect is just a mirror vision. They're looking at me and seeing themselves. And I know that. Now, why would I take offense at that? So I looked back and I thought about myself as a child. I used to travel all over San Francisco by myself, even at a young age. And I talked to everybody. I asked them questions. I found out things. And then I was able to help other people when sometimes somebody would say, I don't know how to do this. And I go, oh, well, I know how to do this because this lady on the bus told me that. And so it kind of naturally evolved into being a radio show host, which I love. And I kind of lucked into finding this station with these guys that I love, who are so wonderful and have made this their mission, to get the message out to the public. So they help those of us that have a message, and they do their best to help us to get that message out because they recognize the importance of that. Let's think of another example. Maybe you're an artist, and you have always, always loved to create. And the best time that you could have is to go to museums or go to art shows. And when you look at something that is truly artistic, It strikes a chord within you and you cry when you see true beauty. And maybe you're the type of artist who is an expert in color or line and form. And you're able to do something like that to create that sense of perfection and beauty in a drawing. And I've seen that. I have seen perfection in a drawing that made me burst into tears. I have seen perfection in a sunset where everything became absolutely still. And it was almost like there was a click as everything became absolutely perfect. And it made me cry. Those moments of perfection and how we bring them to others are a really good clue about what you're supposed to do. Now, you have your choice on how you're going to do it. You know, maybe your particular thing is that you are really good at gravitating towards the people who are the movers and shakers. And you think, well, what that good is that? Well, maybe your thing is to connect other people up. You find the people that can help other people. And you get your joy by seeing those connections and seeing the joy within those people. Because I got to tell you, people, being on this earth is not about being alone. It's all about cooperation. And it's all about relationship. So I always laugh. You know, I have all these men friends that come in and out of my life. And they're usually traveling and don't have any roots. And, you know, I'll meet up with them here and there. We'll have really interesting spiritual discussions. And it always comes around a relationship at one point. And they huff and they puff and they tell me that relationships are over. And it's all done. And nobody's supposed to have relationships. And I tell them, no, they're just not supposed to work. You know, the whole idea is to form relationships from the higher level, from a spiritual level. And to truly respect and honor that other person. And to do whatever you can to help them to grow with love and with joy. Now, that doesn't always look like a wonderful thing on the surface. There's a lot of divorces because of that. But all of these things are important. They're all interwoven. And so now, what does that have to do with the energy? Well, you might have remembered that I've talked many times about how people are getting unbalanced. And the closer they are to the edge, the quicker they're going to go over. And you might have been seeing these people around you going over left and right. And so you're wondering, oh my gosh, what the heck is that all about? People are crazy. And I'm here to tell you, yes, people are crazy. I've seen enough of that. Today, everybody was in slow-mo. And I wanted to reach out and touch them, you know? And not in a really nice way. Because they were acting like they were brain dead. That's happening because they can't handle the energy. So back to the sun. When the sun, which is an exalted being, by the way, you know, you remember sun worshipers? There was a reason they were worshiping the sun. That is one of the forms of life that is at a much higher vibratory level than we are at or could even conceive of most of the time now. So when the sun is radiating out, as it becomes more powerful and it radiates its light out to us, it gives life on the earth. It stops life on other planets, depends where you are. If you can't handle the heat, you have to get out of the kitchen, you know? So we're at that stage now. You either handle the heat or you get out of the kitchen. So what happens then is when the energy comes from the sun, it comes at this planet hot, heavy, and fast. If you are working on your spirituality, if you're working on removing your blockages and becoming more harmonious, especially with Mother Earth, and with the all that is, that we call God, if you're working on those things, then the energy is not going to hit you as hard. It'll still hit you. And if you have blockages, it'll hit you hard enough to lay you down and make you think you have a bad case of the flu. But that's all about clearing. What happens beyond that, as you take that energy in, there are two ways it can go. You can either get sick and die, or you can become more. You can change permanently. And what happens with this is you get challenged. And you might notice there's a lot of people that are getting all kinds of heart problems right now. There's a number of reasons for that, but one of the biggest reasons is this energy. They can't handle the energy. It burns out their heart chakra because they have spent a lifetime closing their heart. So it's very important to make sure that your heart chakra is open and balanced. It's important to give, not to excess to where you have nothing for yourself. That old Catholic thing that was done because I think the church wanted everything you had. So, and forgive me, Catholics, but I was one too. Let me just say about that any time that you have given away everything that you have and you have nothing left for yourself, you're dishonoring yourself. And I'm not suggesting people should be selfish. I'm suggesting that people should give more, but that doesn't mean that you have to suffer. Find out what it is that you need to do for yourself and do that. And that doesn't mean that you need a mansion on the hill and you got to have the latest car and you got to have your own private jet. I mean, if you have those things, that's great. But if you're not also helping on the earth, then that's an imbalanced way of living. And so what we're being challenged to do right now is to balance. It's all about that balance. It's all about the relationship with the One. And it's all about recognizing that we are parts of everybody and everything else. And that we all have life because of the One, that great consciousness. So these things that are happening on the planet are pointing that all up. It's kind of like when I went out and did the Quantum Vortex tour last year. I was suffering. And I had a little talk with the Divine, and I said, this is unacceptable. And anybody that's been to one of my Quantum Vortex experience gatherings would probably laugh at that, because that's what I say. This is unacceptable. Why am I having to suffer because of other people's lack of concern? And I'm not talking about everybody, but we had people there that thought it was okay to throw a buck in the pot, and gas was $7 a gallon. So, you know, it's that type of stuff I'm talking about. It's a spiritual economy. And I said to Spirit, or God, what is this about? This is unacceptable. And what I was told very clearly was, it's not about you. These people are making a choice in this moment of where they're going to end up. Now, that really rocked me. And the first thing I said after that was, I don't want to be the dividing line. Or if I am going to be the dividing line, you better make it so I don't have to suffer, because I've had about enough of that. So it was really kind of an interesting thing. And what I got to experience was people that had very little shared more sometimes. And people that were very comfortable, of course, you know, shared comfortably. But there were a whole lot of people in between that would be more than normal spiritual people who didn't. And that broke my heart. Not because I was standing there with a handout, you know, looking for money, but because I thought, you know, if they don't help, how am I going to drive to the next town and help the next batch of people? And how come these people who think that they're so spiritually in tune don't know that? How come they can do this without thinking about anyone else? And so when I saw their lives not changing very much, or they had other heavier lessons that they had to do, I knew it was going on. And so what I said was, I'm not doing it that way again. 2 years was enough. The next time, I have to be supported. So there are a lot of people out there that are saying, Spirit hasn't been supporting me. Okay, let me give you another hint here. Spirit doesn't know anything about money. And they laugh at us, and they say, oh, you know, silly humans. That's totally unimportant. And as I've said so many times before, yes, Over there, it's unimportant. Over here, we have to deal with it. So the challenge is walking that fine line, that balance between there and here. And so I found that what you have to do is you have to speak to them in no uncertain terms. Start with, that's unacceptable. You know, I have to have some of this green folding stuff we call money or gold or, you know, some kind of equivalent that's going to help me to be able to survive in this dimension, because this is an artificial dimension. Seems natural to us, but it's not. It's artificial. It's a construct. It's the Matrix. It's a video game. You know, it's the holodeck, whatever you want to call it. We just have to remember the rules of this game and play accordingly. And so one of the things that Noah St. John pointed out last week was about, you know, asking your subconscious the important questions of what you want. If you ask it as a question, as if it's already happened, but you're asking it as a question, then you're basically sending your subconscious on a shopping trip. Oh, we lost the sound there for a second. Are we back on? It's up. There we go. We're back. Okay. Strange stuff. Okay, so if you ask your subconscious a question, the subconscious is going to go looking for the answer. So employ your subconscious, because that's the connection to the other dimensions. That's the connection to the self that you've forgotten. And that's the connection to changing your life. And as I mentioned on the show last week, I've done the affirmations and had some amazing things happen. And when I went into my chiropractor this week, who is a shamanic healer also, amazing guy, he said, wow. He said, your guides aren't here. I said, really? How does that happen? And he just kind of, you know, fooled around a little bit to see what was going on. And he said, you are going through a major shift within yourself. And I had to laugh. I didn't tell him what I've been doing. But I had to laugh, because I was making those changes that I had basically set into motion with the affirmations. So I can tell you that I've experienced profound change in my life because of that. Now, why am I doing that? Remember, I was talking about that energy and what happens. When the energy from the sun hits the planet, it's here to support Mother Earth. It is also here to support us if we're ready. If we're not ready, you got to go back to the start, start all over again. So the question is, how ready are you? If you are ready, you can use this energy. And the way to use it is, first of all, recognize it when it hits. You probably feel it coming if you're energetically sensitive. And you might feel it only as an intense desire to be left alone. So just be kind of cognizant of that, okay? If you're feeling that intense desire to be left alone for a couple of days, clear your schedule and just sit with yourself. Look at things that are going to be uplifting. Stay away from the TV and the news, you know, all that kind of stuff. Stay away from working on the computer. Instead, what you do is you look at uplifting things. You listen to uplifting things. You read uplifting things about the highest self, about the God, the all that is. And ask yourself questions. Why am I understanding my place in the creation so well now? Why am I utilizing the increased frequency energy that's coming through me with grace and ease? Why am I better and better? whatever you want to say. But you ask those why questions and feel them within yourself. That will help you to balance. The other thing that you can do is do the grounding exercise that I always have you do. And just notice how you're doing. If you're feeling very, very tired, that's what happens. Because your body is house cleaning. Your body is going, woohoo, I'm going to get rid of this old junk because it can't support the voltage. And I'm going to put in new stuff. That's the time when you feed your body very lightly and you feed it really good food, organic if you can. Kind of lay off the animal stuff and, you know, go to just, the freshest and the highest energy things. Almonds are really good during that time, raw almonds. Sprouts are excellent. Because what you want to do is you want to create a better substance of your body that can handle the higher frequencies. And you will be really tired when you're going through this, and the tiredness may last for a number of weeks. Now, if everybody is telling you they feel tired, you know it's not just you. If you're the only one around that's really exhausted, go get checked, okay? You may have a problem. I mean, leukemia is one of the big ones you want to watch out for, okay? And that is one of the hallmarks. Also, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, immune system problems, heart attacks, things like that. A lot of women have silent heart attacks. They feel extremely tired. They think they're okay. You know, they can't hardly move out of bed. And sometimes it's a heart condition. So you always go and check with a doctor, especially if nobody around you is having the same symptoms you are. If you're talking to other spiritual people and they're saying the same thing that you are, then that's a pretty good indication that you're all feeling it. And you can get on the internet and surf around and see, you know, how many people are talking about this. Because we've got a lot of different things happening. We have things that that are hard to explain. We feel them, but we don't know what they are consciously. So what you want to do with this energy is you want to be gentle with yourself. This is not the time when you beat yourself over the head with the bloody stump of your arm that you just ripped off. This is not the time when you tell yourself that you're stupid or a dummy or an idiot or, you know, why did you do this, that, and the other. This is the time when you act gentle with yourself and you forgive yourself and you forgive everybody else. Because you know what? We're like a bunch of bratty little kids in a sandbox and we're smacking each other over the head with toys and throwing sand in our eyes and all this kind of stuff. And pouting and just having a fit and crying. And, you know, that's really the way it is because we haven't learned yet. We're working on it. But, you know, some people are a little slow. So you just forgive. And you try to work it so that you stay away from the people that are really bothering you. Now, if they're in your family, that's a little hard. But that's a good time to use the affirmations on them. And affirm that your relationship is better with them. Affirm that, you know, that you're having more fun together, that things are lighthearted, and that you have mutual respect, love, and admiration. You can do that, and you'll see the change. It's really interesting. And you're not manipulating anybody. What you're doing is you're saying, this is what I want in my world, and this is what I choose to see in the other person. And so then instead of an adversarial relationship, you're going to see cooperation. If you don't, well, then it may be time to move. But only you can tell that. Sometimes we're with people that are difficult because Spirit puts us there. And there's a time when Spirit says, okay, you can go. Sometimes Spirit says, you have to do the best that you can to help this person. You know, you got put here together because you had the choice. You chose to come together to help each other and don't give up. Other times, Spirit says, okay, we see your point. Not a problem. This person chose not to grow. Okay, then your job is done. So these are the intricacies of real life. And this is real beyond what most people out there see. And now we're getting smacked with this energy from the sun that is intense. And even those of us that have been working with high energy states for a long time got hit with it a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, and are still getting hit with it and feeling really, really tired. Because it's tough. It's tough to integrate that so very fast. It's tough to do thousands of years of evolution in a couple hours. But that's what we're doing. You know, if you look at the life and teachings of the masters of the Far East, if you look at all the ancient texts, it took them millennia to get as far as we get in a week. That's because of the energy. They were in the Dark Ages. We are in the Age of Light. And it's ramping up faster and faster. So now what happens is people have no time to do anything. And it seems like we don't have time to take a breath. It seems like sometimes, you know, you just barely sit down on the couch and three phones are ringing. And you're waiting to answer each one and calls are coming in on top of each other. And it's like never ending. And you go, what the heck? What is going on? And you go out and you try to help people, and all of a sudden you're flooded with all these people that want you to help them. Or you go out to the grocery store, and it's like every time you try to make a move, somebody's in your way. And you stand there patiently and you wait, and people will stop right in front of you and start having a conversation, not even notice that you're there. If you had any idea how many people have asked me in the last month, am I invisible? I just start laughing. And I have to say, yeah, probably. Because if your frequency is higher than the frequency of the people that are blocking you, they can't see you. And that happens on the freeway too, by the way. That can be a real problem. So, what are you to do? Everybody says, yeah, okay, I'm recognizing this, but what do I do about it? What you do about it is go within. Be the change that you want to see. Make some determinations in your life. Yes, I will do this. I refuse to do that. I'm done with that. Be careful how you say it. If you say, no, I won't do that, what your subconscious hears is, I will do that. And it nods, I will do that. Okay. It doesn't hear the don't or the won't or the no. So phrase it very carefully. I refuse to do that anymore. I choose to participate in this now. I choose to make this part of my life. I choose to be this. I choose to become this. I choose to be love. I choose to have harmony in my life. And then ask yourself the questions, why is my life so harmonious? Why does everyone love me? Why is my life smoother and smoother and so much more fun? Have fun with it. Play. You know, people, y'all have been too damn serious for too long now. And I'm pointing at myself, too, okay? I have certainly been too damn serious for too long. So let's lighten up. Let's start to have some fun. Play with yourself if you can't play with anybody else. You know, start playing with the why questions. Do something that brings you joy within yourself. And yeah, you still have to deal with the outside world, yada yada. But you know what? You can do with it a little bit differently than you have been. You can affirm with those why questions things that you really, really want to do to change your life. Okay, we have a caller. Carla, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Valerie. How's it going?
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is. I have two quick questions.
Okay.
One of the questions I have, I've asked this of you a couple times, and I forgot your answer, so I'm apologizing ahead of time. And that, but I'm asking this because it's like, what can I do my part to stop this? The first question is, what happens when you're doing all the work and everything, and there's somebody you know, and you know the story, that they're reaping the rewards of you're doing the work, and then they're not doing anything, and you're reaping the consequences mm-hmm. from them. You know, it's like a role reversal. I've asked you this before.
Mm-hmm.
You've told me that can happen, but honestly, I don't remember what you said. What can I do for myself to stop that?
Okay, the first thing is, let me handle that one first, then we'll go on to the next question.
Okay.
The first thing is to determine what it is that you really want in that relationship that you have with that person. And normally, any kind of a relationship, whether it's business, personal, whatever, relatives, there's always two sides to it. So if it's the time for that person to reap the rewards and for you to do the work, and there's other times when you've reaped the rewards and that person's done the work, then that's okay. That's fair. Okay. If something has changed and that person has decided that they no longer want to play the game that way and they want to sit back and only reap the rewards, and they're fine with you killing yourself providing all the stuff, then it's okay to say, okay, I'm not good with this. I refuse to do this anymore. And we need to come to a different understanding. Sometimes when that happens, it's a karmic thing. So sometimes, you know, you can get into some kind of a business relationship or whatever, and it's like everything goes wrong for you and the other person skates away scot-free with everything that you worked so hard for. That happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's because of karma, because you did the same thing to them in a previous lifetime. Sometimes it has nothing to do with karma, but it has to do with your own growth. And if you allow it to happen, then it's your karma too. Sometimes the other person has no idea that that's what they're doing and that you feel that way, so communication is important. Sometimes it's something that's part of your life lesson. And part of the lesson is for you to kind of, you know, put your foot down and say, you know, this isn't what I want. And it makes me very uncomfortable. But again, it's communication. And it's all about finding out who you are. Because really the only thing that exists is you.
Okay.
All of us. It's us, you. Okay? There is nothing else. This is all a game. It's all an illusion. So that part of God that calls itself you is discovering itself, and it's playing with different aspects of its being to determine, okay, what does this part of me do? What do I learn from this? You know, what kind of hurt feelings do I have? What kind of anger do I have? You know, how deep does that reach, and how does that dovetail with all of the other things that have happened in my life? So there's a lot of reasons for all this stuff to happen. I find the best thing to do, if you really want it to stop, is you have to confront yourself first. You have to sit down, have a little talk with yourself, and determine what it is that you really want in your life, and look at all aspects of it. And when you do that, you can do it without anger. And you can look at that other person and you can say, well, I see how they are, and I see what my part in this has been. And, you know, I have changed to the point where this is unacceptable anymore, and this is how I need to proceed. And then you have the communication thing again. Sit down and communicate that. If the other person chooses not to participate in that, that's their choice. But you have to speak your truth, too. And I got to tell you, people don't like to hear that. So you have to be prepared for that. You have to be strong within yourself. Because, you know, first off, they're going to get defensive. Secondly, they're going to turn around and blame everything that's bad in their life on you. And thirdly, they may get really angry at you, you know, and then try to upset your apple cart. Or they could choose the higher road. They could hear the truth within it. And they could decide how to move on. But it has to be a cooperative thing. So that's a tough one. It's really tough. And sometimes you don't know what you're going to do until you're right in the instant. But I always suggest that you have the highest self go before you. You talk to your highest self and say, please guide me through this. Send me the Holy Spirit. You know, send me my guidance team of light and love. And help me to do this in the right manner so that we all are healed. And then you proceed and you speak from the heart. That's the best way to handle that kind of stuff. It may not turn out the way you want, but it'll turn out to be the truth.
Well, that what basically happened is I sent her an email. You know the story. I sent her an email and that, and I didn't chew her out or anything, but I sent her a nice long email and basically told her stuff that she didn't realize I knew. So she's probably reading on the other end and went, oh my God, you know, whatever. But then about a week later, her response was some, you know, it was just a ridiculous, reply back, and she's basically showing me where she's at, so I'm at. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm not putting any more of my energy towards that, because all that's going to do is you guys call it, I think, an energy leakage or something, so I'm... Mm-hmm. I've decided I'm not going to play the game anymore, you know, and, you know.
Well, that's certainly your choice, yes.
You know, I came up, even today I came up with a few distinctions about that. I mean, I'm just walking around through the day and I'm like, oh my gosh. But then, now the second question I have is, I'm doing your affirmations in that you sent, And I have to make adjustments. I have to get it where I can do it at before I go to bed. But I'm doing them in the morning. But one of the things I noticed today, because you and I have been emailing back and forth, and you said you're doing three. So I had like two pages of them. So I cut it down to like my three best ones. And what I noticed today, this is what happened to me. I did it today when I, you know, towards the beginning of the day. And I fell asleep in front of my computer, and I just did the three. But what I noticed is like all day my body's heated up.
Ah,
So I remember you mentioning something like that, but I'm like, so what? I guess my second question is what could that be about, or if it's anything?
Yeah, it is something. I don't think Noah really talked about what that was, but my own sense of it, because I've experienced it, is that heating up is your body's way of telling you that there is an energetic change. In other words, what's happening is the kundalini is rising naturally. And what you're doing is you're clearing blockages, because when it hits a blockage, when the kundalini energy starts to rise, and it's supposed to rise in us naturally at different times, when it starts to come up and it hits a blockage, there's a couple things that can happen. One is you start to shake uncontrollably, and that's really a weird thing. Another thing is that it starts to burn, and, I mean, it'll burn like you wouldn't believe. It's like an atomic bomb went off inside of you. When you have the gentle kind of, I call it a fever, when that kind of stuff happens, it's because what you did was you just burned a bunch of the blockages that have been holding you back, which were your own thought forms. You know, if you ask yourself, how have I gone through life? Most people say, why did that happen to me? Oh, yeah, of course. You know, of course that happened. You know, why does that? Then they say, why does this always happen to me? How many times have you all said that to yourselves? You know, why me? Why me? Why is it always me? Okay, well, it's because you said the why question. And the subconscious says, well, it must always be you. And so it's really kind of fun. And so when you do this kind of stuff, and you start asking the why questions that are directed and are in positive languaging, conscious languaging, then you're actually burning out those blockages, and you are creating a new pathway. So that's really good that you felt the heat, Carla. It's really important. And, you know, I tell people, when you do the affirmation for the first time, feel for that. And, I mean, that's how I knew it was really real, because my friend told me about it, and I said, okay, let me try this. And I tried it, and I felt that change immediately and went, wow, this is really good stuff. And I got to tell you, you know, it really does work. And as I mentioned last week, you know, I took something that I had never been able to do in my entire life, despite all the times I've tried and all the books that I've read and all the people that I've talked to. I was not successful. And that was in the whole network marketing thing. But I found these two things that are really worthwhile, and I'm looking to create some really amazing projects and foundations with this. But, you know, when I started doing the affirmations, it was like, bam! All of a sudden, more success than I've ever had in my entire life of all of them put together in the space of 2 weeks.
Cool.
That was pretty amazing. Yeah, that was amazing. Now, the next one I want to work on is the whole weight and aging issue. So I got to start sneaking that one in, but I got to get this other thing taken care of first. So I don't think that there's any limit that you have to do, Carla. I think it's just that I chose three because I wanted to concentrate.
Okay.
And I really wanted to see some good in my life immediately, and I did. And it's kind of like, you know, I will challenge myself oftentimes with things I don't want to do. And I'll go and I'll do them anyway. And I will look for different ways of support, like the affirmations, and then see what happens. Because if they work on stuff you don't really want, guess how they're going to work on the stuff you really do want?
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of test it out that way. I'm a little odd that way. You know, I go and I work on changing my belief systems repeatedly. So I can tell you that feeling that energy that you felt is really important.
Okay.
And that's good. So keep it up. You know, you're doing great. And when you listen to the theta brainwave entrainment, that helps it even more. Because when you're in theta and in alpha, that's where you manifest. So like when I do the quantum vortex thing, I take people between alpha and theta back and forth all the time. And I pull them in and out of it kind of continuously for a couple of hours so they start to get the feel of naturally sliding into alpha and theta and naturally walking into a manifestation mode at a moment's notice. Because once you've done it, then it makes sense. Like now, whenever you do an affirmation that's new and you feel that heat, now you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the change has already happened.
Okay.
So that's kind of, that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm thinking, I remember her saying that, so I'm thinking, I got to call her up and ask, you know, since you offered the invitation for a phone call, I thought, I'm going to call her up and ask her about this one. But see, what I've noticed, too, is the last 2 days is when I do that, I go back to, I end up taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, because... I mean, it's like the beginning of the day. Today I did it again. I fell asleep in front of my computer. So then I went and I lay down in that, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff. So I got to get it where I can do that. I need to do it at night. I just have to get another thing. But see, now this is another thing that I experience is over the weekend, you know, we went out and we were, we took a ride in. We wanted to check out this one area and found out this one neighborhood is exactly, it's a marina because Mike and I are into the skiing and he's into barefooting and that. But found this marina that I had pictured in my mind for since like 1983. And you know, and he looked at me, he's like, I'm in trouble, aren't I? And I'm like, what do you, and I says, what do you mean? He's like, see, because he knew, we talked about this stuff for years, and he's looking, he's like, he goes, this second time this has happened, he goes, I'm in trouble, ain't I? And I'm like, this is cool. And he's like, I got to start making a lot of money.
Well, get him on those affirmations, because I'll tell you, it's just, it's been amazing, the change that, I mean, if it could take me, a person who, the first thing I out of my mouth, if somebody gets me into one of these things, is I'm not a salesperson. And the second thing is, I don't want to have to sell this.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it can take me from that point to the point that I've gotten to in the last couple of weeks, it can work with the stuff you really do want to do pretty easily. So if you start affirming, for instance, with money, You know, figure out how much you want per week. And say you wanted to have $1,000 a week. Maybe your bills are $2,000. But you want to have $2,000 extra because, you know, you'd like to be able to get a new TV or you need a new car or whatever. So you start out and you say, why am I making more than $1,000 a week now so quickly and easily? And when you're doing $1,000 a week, then bump it up. Why am I making more than $2,000 a week now so quickly and easily? And you just keep bumping it up. And see, you're not determining how you're going to make that. Mm-hmm. It could be that all of a sudden you have a desire to play the lottery, and you go by, and you win $4,000 a month. And the next month you win $10,000. You know, who knows? Or it could be that you get some kind of a job that's pretty easy and it's exciting, and all of a sudden that money starts coming in. But if you don't limit it, you know, and instead you just look at, you know, what is it that you really want? And right now everybody's concerned about money. So, okay, affirm the money, you know. Don't worry about it. And get past the guilt, you know. People have this big guilt, especially spiritual people. Oh, yeah, that's not good. You can't ask for money. Well, why not? You know, I can tell you spirit has no clue what the hell money is. Okay? They just don't. And they could care less if we have any. So what you have to do instead is you have to insist on this kind of stuff and say, listen, you know, I'm down here playing in 3D in this darn computer game that somebody thought up. And one of the things here is money. And so if you translate it to energy for them, then when you say energy as money, then they might kind of get it. But it's stuff that you need in order to be happy in this life and in order to do the things that you want to do. And so if you have form for that, then somehow your subconscious is going to make sure that you do it.
Well, see, the reason why I bring this up is now I've been doing this under a week. And Saturday we went out, and it's like, and he looked at me, he says, he goes, this is just like Hawaii. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, I'm in trouble, ain't I? And I'm like, no, you're not in trouble. We just got to start making a lot of money. And he looked at this, and I told him about the affirmations, but I wasn't even thinking about this here. Mm-hmm. But it's something that we just started talking about stuff like that a week ago, and he said, he made a remark. He goes, yeah, blah blah, you know, going camping and that. And I said, well, you know my style of camping. And he's like, yeah, I know. And I started rattling it off, and he's known about that for years and that. And then all of a sudden, Saturday, we're standing here in this marina, and he just looked at me, he knew what was going on in my head. And I'm thinking, it's like, this is what I've been thinking about again since 83. It's just, I mean, we spent years looking for this. And we couldn't find it.
Well, so now it's manifest. There it is.
Yeah, so I mean, now it's...
You get things in steps. And so, you know, first, it's like I tell people, you have to have the desire. You know, figure out what it is that you want first, and then go after it. Because you need to know what you want. Then you can start concentrating on the little steps. And with affirmations, it's pretty easy. Because you don't have to figure out how you're going to get it. You just affirm it. The subconscious is now working with you instead of against you. And you go for it. Like, I don't sit around and wonder how I'm going to get all this stuff. I just, you know, I got downloaded with a vision for creating some pretty big projects that really have nothing to do with me other than that I want to help. Mm-hmm. And they're not personal projects for me. I'm asking other people to join me, other people that are interested in these things. And they're projects for humanity, projects to help on the earth, you know. And these are visions that I've seen. Some of them I've seen for years. Other ones I just got downloaded with and said, how the heck am I going to do that? Mm-hmm. Now, my personal visions of things that I would like to have in my life, you know, I've been working on those for a while. And I have to say that through other means, through my life, I have attained those. And what has to happen for that is you have to not be complacent. You know, not just sit there and think, oh, yeah, it'd be nice to have this. It's like, no, you got to kind of move towards it. Keep looking. And keep working on yourself. And it's like, you know, everybody's got wish boards and all this other kind of stuff. And I have to tell you, every wish board I've ever made, I've gotten pretty much everything on the wish board. But I took steps to get it. I took little steps towards it. And didn't realize at the time that's what I was doing. You know, I took like one step here to learn this, and then one step there to learn that. And then pretty soon, there I was. You know, I had learned all these things. And realized afterwards that what I had learned was all about naturopathic medicine. Surprised the heck out of me. And so you have things like that that happen. Like, you know, you're looking at what you had been dreaming about and what you really had hoped was, and there it is. So, okay, so now a form that's the life that you have. You know, in a form that, you know, it comes quickly and easily. I mean, why would you want to struggle with it?
Mm-hmm.
And then everything will line up. And then you have to keep your ears and your eyes open. It's not enough just to wish for it. You have to be present and available to take the opportunities that are presented to you. And it's kind of like that old joke, you know, about the floodwaters rising. And somebody, you know, somebody starts telling the guy he has to evacuate. Oh, no, no, God's going to save me. And the log floats by and he lets it go. Nope, God's going to save me. Okay, then somebody comes by on a raft. Jump in, quick. Nope, God's going to save me. And pretty soon the rowboat goes by. Jump in, quick. The floodwaters are rising. Nope, God's going to save me. Pretty soon the speedboat comes by. Quick, get in. You know, now the water's up to the rooftop. Nope, God's going to save me. Yeah, and pretty soon the helicopter comes by as the guy's up to his neck in water. And he says, nope, God's going to save me. And so he drowns and goes to heaven and says to God, why didn't you save me? And God says, what are you talking about? I sent you a log, a raft, a rowboat, a speedboat, and a helicopter. What more did you want?
Yeah.
So, you know, be open.
Yeah.
Just be open and be ready to jump on the opportunities as they come. And always check with your heart. Your heart is your compass. You know, if you ask yourself, you know, I do this, blah, 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 and the heart goes, woohoo, then you know you got it. If you get this kind of, you know, feeling of dread, that's no. And so if you always check with your heart, then that will not lead you astray. That will keep you going in the right direction. So that's the main way to gauge that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it takes a little work. I mean, you know, I've been working at this stuff now for, on the things that I was mentioning, I've been working on that since about October. And it took the affirmations to really get me going in the right direction. Not that I hadn't worked it, but I was, you know, constantly working at it.
Mm-hmm.
And working at understanding. And working at seeing how it could help other people. And that's another key. If what you're doing is something that is going to help other people, it's going to come quicker and easier. And
okay.
So as we reach out to help others, then we have more that comes to us. Now, you can't do it with the idea that it's going to come to you. That's kind of one of those little paradoxical problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as you develop yourself to where you're going, wow, you know, how could I help? Like with the skiing. Okay, so you go and you get this great place and you're on the marina and you got this great boat and you can go skiing. How can you help people that want to do that? Maybe you could take some kids and teach them. You know, maybe you could take some handicapped people that would love to experience that. You know, you share the joy.
Mm-hmm.
And as you start to do these things that you love and you start sharing them, then magic happens in your life. So it's more than just, you know, one little thing. There's a whole series of things that you put together to create magic in your life.
Well,
so, and we are over time. So thank you for calling, Carla. I appreciate it. And
okay.
Good luck with your affirmations.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you hooking me up with that.
Oh, you're so welcome. Glad to do it. Love to help, you know.
I appreciate it, really.
I know you do, sweetie. Okay, so it's about time for us to sign off. So I hope you guys have enjoyed that, and it's given you a little insight as to what's going on with the energies and with yourself and what you can do to kind of weather this. So please be gentle with yourselves. You know, if you saw the light within yourself that the ascended masters see, you would always treat yourself with grace and love. And it's there. It's just that people don't tend to see it, you know? So please do remember that, that it's there whether you see it or not. And work on developing your sight with that. And so here we are at the end of another show. And our sponsor has been Hydramay Skin Nutrition, all organic, all natural, wonderful stuff. Please do give it a try. And I hope that you guys that have tuned in are working with the affirmations and are working with the energies. And if you have any questions, drop me a line, dr.valerienmd@gmail.com. And I will be happy to respond back with you. And I'd love to take your testimonials and to be able to help you guys a little bit more. So please do drop me a line, okay? I'd love to know how you're doing. I'd love to know how the things that you're learning on this program are helping you. And if you have suggestions as to how we can help more people, let's do that. Let's start forming some kind of a cohesive group and looking at how we can create change upon the planet that's all good and is geared towards ascension of consciousness, because that's really where we're going. And we're going to be together for the rest of everything, so, you know, we might as well really work on it. So until next week, be gentle with yourselves, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to do.